Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Kama, Perig Yud, Mishnah Tess. Ein Leuchin min Harayim. One is not permitted to purchase from shepherds. These are shepherds that don't watch their own sheep, but like most shepherds, they're watching someone else's sheep. So you're not allowed to purchase from them, tzemer, wool, v'chalav, milk, ugedayim, or the young animals, because what if they're stealing this? You know, they're watching the sheep, and they figure, hey, the Bialim, he's not holding cheshbon, let me sell some of the wool or some of the milk. It's not yours to sell, for the same reason. You should not purchase from people whose job is to watch peiros, eitzim u'peiros. What are peiros? Maybe they're stealing it from their owners. Avol batzak t'mishna vayta, loichim min hanoshim. It is permitted to purchase from women. Klei tzemer b'Yehuda, woolen clothes in Yehuda. U'klei pishtan, and clothes of pishtan b'Golo. Golo is like the north of Eretz Yisrael. From Iran, Tzvas, and Tveria are. Now women work with the wool. They work with the pishta. And they sell it. And normally, their husbands know about it. For that matter, va'agolim ba'sharayim. You can buy calves in a place called Sharayim. Because there's an arrangement over here. The people that raise these calves, they sell it. And there's an arrangement with the balabas. It's not done behind the back of the balabas. However, the kula, in all these cases, we say that it's mutter to purchase, whether it's the clay tzemer b'Yehuda or the clay pishton b'Golo from the nashim, or when a person buys these calves in Sharayim, zakta mishnah v'kulan she'amru lahatmin. In all these cases, if after you buy it, the person you're buying it from says, psst, hide it, don't let anyone see, usher, then it's usher, because obviously it's stolen. And the mishnah concludes, v'loichin bayin v'tarne goylim, you can buy eggs and chickens mikol mokim from any person, because these were cheap things, and basically people weren't makbid. But again, even if you're buying tarnagolim or bayim, and the person says, hide it, then it's awesome. Obviously, he's doing something wrong without the permission of his balabas. So quickly, chazring over what we learned over here in Perig Yud Mishnah Tess. One should not purchase from the shepherds wool, milk, or the young animals. One should not purchase from the people that watch the peiros, wood or peiros. It's not theirs. They're selling something that's not theirs. You could buy klei tzemer b'Yehuda and klei pishtan b'Golo from Nashim. In these places, in these particular places, tzemer and Yehuda and pishtan and Golo, it was very cheap. The women used to work with it. They would sell it. Our assumption is the Bialim know about it. For that matter, a golem in a Sharayim, calves can be purchased in Sharayim. However, in all these cases, if these people tell you after you buy it, but don't let anyone see, then you know it's stolen, you're not allowed to buy it. The Mishnah concluded by saying, eggs and chickens can be purchased all over from any person. In those days it was cheap. Generally people weren't makbid, but again, if they said make sure no one sees, if the person you're buying it from says make sure no one sees, obviously you can't buy it.